secret. Your God, my God, our God, doesn't care which covenant you come to Him by. He really doesn't. If you want to come to your God by this covenant, the Mosaic covenant, have you got? He won't do it. But if you could do it, that's fine with Him. If you want to go to God and keep, but remember, so many times, you got to keep all the law. Not just here, and there, and pick and choose. This is a major sin. This is it. You know, that's, no. If you're going to get your righteousness by performance, then you got to do it all. Or you have a choice. You come to God under this covenant. And you'd be surprised how many people throughout all history of Israel and through the church age, I'm going to try by this one. I'm going to try by performance. I'm going to try by doing. God doesn't care. You can do it yourself, or you can do it based on Jesus Christ. Just do it by faith and grace, or you can do it by your performance. And the Jews tried here and kept trying here. No, it's this one. No, we want this one. No, we're going to study a chapter with Jacob and how he won against God. Some of you might know he had a wrestling match with God. He won. I don't know if you remember that. He won the wrestling match. Worst thing you can do is to win against God. And you can. That's the worst thing in the world, to win against God. And many people do. And that's why they never see their needs. But you can go with God, toward God, either way you want to. I'm going to get my righteousness this way. But how? What's the Abrahamic covenant? What does it say? It was accounted to him for righteousness what? Faith. We'll see that as we go through. I just felt like taking the and saying that now. All right, now, verse 32. Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as though it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. That is Jesus Christ. All through the Old Testament, the stone is there. And we're going to see it. We'll see it with Joshua. All through, that stone is there. That's some beautiful things to come up in John. And let's move on. Verse 33. Just as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling. Now, that is not a stumbling stone. You know what that says is, and we'll get into this in John, and I said in John 14, this is going to come up again in another pertinent passage, but the word, and I'm going to just trust me here, but we'll develop it in another text. The word is a snare. You know, and I'll tell you this, we've already seen that the Bible was written so that you could take it one of two ways, do or faith. Then we've seen that the person of Jesus Christ came in his humanity where you could see that he was the Messiah or not. You would not see that he was the Messiah. Look at him. He's no great poet.